B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brady left foot forward, leans forward for the sign. Signaling to Edelman as he takes the snap. Backs up, looking to the end zone. Lobs it toward Edelman in the back corner.
Oh.
Knocked incomplete. Patriots looking for a flag. Breland on the coverage. And Kansas City takes over on downs.
This crew, that's Jerome Boger and his crew, should be looked at to be docked. And I don't know how you dock them.
That is a good play.
Because they've actually ruined an actually really good football game.
Mahomes in victory formation takes the knee. And the Chiefs are going to improve to 9-4. Well, the Patriots are going to suffer their third loss to front-running AFC teams.
And that's how it ends. Brady Edelman had it there. They had a play. It's defended. And a little bit of frustration there with the refs at the very last. So that was a call here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Patriots done, Maz?
No, they're not done, but I think they took a major hit on Sunday in terms of their credibility. Like, at this stage, I wouldn't bet on them to go to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't. But if they got there, would I be shocked? No, because of the Patriots. So I know that's a cop-out answer. Go ahead, Murray, say it.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Well, Murray, can I just read your email?
Please.
Do you mind?
Oh, I go right ahead.
Because it's when Murray's at his angriest. He's just woken up, I think. He's caffeinated, and he wants to vent. So his emails usually express the full anger. Here's how he begins. Toothless pop gun offense. Garbage. Even on the TD to open the game, a gimmick. It was set up with two third downs where it was just chuck it up and hope for the best, and they got two calls. Mm-hmm. They, period, stink, period. And they're done, period. So if you two, meaning Maz and Felger, if you two don't declare their doneness today, I'm going to petition the take office to suspend or revoke your take licenses.
I've already put that in.
Oh, they're still going to get a bye, Murray. Blah. Murray says, are they? Blah, they're going to go to the championship game. Uh-huh, says Murray. The last time the Patriots beat a team that currently has a winning record was September 29th, the Bills. The offense sucks. You don't ever get to say one good word about that stone-handed loser, Felger, Jacoby Myers. Sony Michel sucks. N'Keal Harry sucks. Josh McDaniels sucks. They couldn't even run on the worst run defense in the NFL. How bad is that?
Second to last worst.
Please tell me again how that fat kid from Georgia was the cure to all this terrible offensive line's woes. Tell me again, please. He writes, the defense is wildly overrated. And keep chirping at Travis Kelce, Kyle Van Noy. Boogeyman my ass. Maybe wait until the end of the season to give a cute name to this group of slow-ass linebackers who look more overrated by the week. That's a good line. Maybe wait until the end of the year to give a cute name to this group of slow-ass linebackers who look more overrated by the week. Murray writes next paragraph. Brady is broken and old. It's okay to admit it, people. So yeah, he sucks too. Nice velocity on those balls in the first half, Tommy. How many were falling short?
It hurt to write that.
Anyone who now believes in a silver lining that, yeah, Bill now has the intel on all these teams they lost to and they're going to beat them again in the playoffs, those people should be sent to prison. And speaking of prison, now we'll get to the a-hole refs. And then he goes into the refs. We can leave that to the side because we all agree on that. Except Murray says, just remember that the a-hole refs only cost them overtime. They didn't cost them a win. They cost them overtime. And who's to say how it would have played out?
Yeah, so that narrative kind of annoyed me immediately. Like, they cost the Patriots a win. No, they cost them overtime. They cost them overtime.
Four points.
So then we would have seen what would have happened. And based on the Patriots offense that whole night, I wouldn't have liked their chances.
I half wondered while this whole thing was unfolding yesterday whether Bill would go for two and try to win the game.
I thought that too.
I said it too. I did.
It crossed my mind.
Absolutely.
I wondered it. It's too bad he would never engage in that sort of discussion. Not that many coaches would, but that one.
Okay, so are they done? No. I'm not taking it back, Murray. I don't think it's done by a long shot. I've said it a few times today. I'll just reset it because it's the top of the 5 o'clock hour. You are going to get me to move a little bit to your side and admit something I was wrong about, I think, is the offense. I thought the offense would be farther along. The offense just may be hopeless. It just may be hopeless. I thought by the time we got to mid-December, they would have latched onto something. Something would be clicking. They would have found something, discovered something, developed something. Whether that's a running game, whether that's at least one or two viable options in the passing game other than Edelman and White, or some sort of scheme. Hurry up. Or slow down. Or going big. Or going small. Spreading them out. Or bringing them in. Whatever. Something. I couldn't tell you what, but you know, usually you give Skarnecchia and McDaniels and Brady and Belichick a full season. By the end of it, they figure out what they don't do well and what they do do well, and they sort of evolve into something, and that's certainly what happened last year, so I was expecting that this year. And they haven't. They haven't. They haven't. They haven't. Brady's trust and cohesion with his receivers haven't gotten any better. He's developed no chemistry with any of them. Myers had a handful of plays to make yesterday. He barely made any of them. The only play he made is when James White threw him the freaking ball. He had some huge drops on Brady that cost him big. Otherwise, Brady barely even looked at Sanu, one target, barely even looked at N'Keal Harry, your first-round pick, only two snaps. And if Dorsett, two targets, no catches, all he could do is draw a flag. So I may have to give in on the hopelessness of the offense. I thought they'd have something by now, and they don't. But I still think they can win these games. Hell, they could have won yesterday if it wasn't for the refs. Could have. Not saying that they deserve to, but I'm just saying a couple of calls goes the other way. They could win that ball game. I am not going to give in on the complete ineptitude of the opposition. I'm not going to. There's, as I said before, there is always going to be some doofus organization or some bad coach who's willing to send his helmets and shoulder pads to Newark. Because that happened yesterday. They sent their stuff to Newark.
Yeah, I don't know. After these reports coming out of Cincinnati, I'm starting to wonder. The Patriots get some friends in air traffic control or
don't
what?
Tell me that didn't cross your mind yesterday. How did Ernie get that stuff into Newark? Well, anyway, they sent...
I know someone at FedEx.
Yeah, the Pats hijacked the plane.
No, seriously. How did their stuff end up in Newark?
That's so
weird. Newark!
I know.
I mean, I could understand. I mean, I couldn't, but you would at least... If it's back in Kansas City, whoops, we forgot it. Or they sent the plane here, they unloaded it, that flew back to Kansas City.
Or they sent it to Providence or Manchester. At least those are more local than Newark.
How did the shoulder pads end up in Newark?
Yeah, they thought they were sending them to Newton.
So they had players waiting around to take the pregame, waiting for their gear to show up from Newark. Like we lost our bags on, Value Jet.
Right.
So
who's flying that plane? Matt Walsh?
All I'm saying is, like... That actually happened yesterday. Kansas City should have won that ball game going away. They should have won that 40-13 with a breeze in the second half. And they kept letting you in, letting you in, letting you in. You didn't give up in the second half. You gave up at the end of the first. But you kept fighting. You made a couple plays, and you're in it to take that game into overtime. If it weren't for the refs, you're in overtime, and who knows? So why can't that happen in the playoffs, Murray?
Because I don't believe in the offense whatsoever. It's not going to change. I think the defense is overrated. So, and I'm not relying on the stupidity of others this time around. This ain't last year. And last year broke my brain, too, because they did something that had not happened during this 20-year run before. They flipped the switch. It ain't happening this time around. And a lot of what I wrote specifically about Brady is coming from a place of fear. Because let me tell you what I felt as they capitulated at the end of that first half. Part of me was like... He should retire after this game because there's a part of me that I'm not kidding. If this ends like Marino's last game, do you remember that game? Do the both of you remember that game from 20 years ago?
It wasn't here, was it?
No, it was to the Seattle. Jacksonville Jaguars, 62-7. 62-7 is what they lost in the divisional round of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And look up Marino's numbers in that game because he was bad his last year and it got worse by the week. That's what it's starting to look like for Brady. And I don't want to live in a world where it ends in some awful 45-7 inept disaster of a game in the playoffs, and that's how he goes off and doesn't ride off in the sunset the way that I thought he would in the Super Bowl with another championship, the seventh. I just don't see it happening this year. So the part of me is like, you know what, run now, because it ain't gonna get better. You're surrounded by complete crap. Edelman's gonna keep getting doubled. Your offensive coordinator is an inept idiot. So just, you know what, call it. Say the elbow's broken and say you're done, and that's it.
Why do you not think it's done? So I am counting on the ineptitude of the opponent. That's a big criteria for me. You are going to be home for at least one game, which is a big criteria. So you got to win one road. So it's like, it's also the alleged road in the... It's so easy when you're one of the bye teams.
The Ravens went from...
But listen, it's like you have a 4-7-game series and you got to go on the road 20 games. It's like... Nah, you play one home game after 2 weeks off against a wild card team that just got the crap beat out of it the week before in a playoff game. And the next thing you know, it's a one-off game to go to the Super Bowl. It's like they're still in that spot.
I have a hard time accepting that their offense is this bad. I do.
How much more do you need to see?
So, okay, no. So
yeah, I'm about to give in on that.
Yeah, Murray, the evidence is huge. The pile of evidence is enormous. I just have to believe that I've seen offenses with less talent do more.
Less on the Patriots.
Yes.
Me too.
So this is why I said this. I said to you earlier, this team could use Charlie Weiss. You're telling me if they didn't run some sort of sideways offense that they could pick up 5 or 6 on bubble screens and get themselves in a better situation than they're doing now? Like, I just look at that and say, they there's an answer there. They're not getting 30. Okay, I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you they're getting 30. But this is like watching the Jaguars, from 4 years ago. This is horrible what they're doing right now. I can't imagine. I just have a hard time accepting the reality that a team with Tom Brady at quarterback can be this inept offensively.
What was their worst offensive team? I'd have to go back to 01, 09, 06. I don't think it was this bad.
Was bad.
Wherever we draw the line, we'd have to draw the line like the last month and a half or so. Like Brady's had 4 straight games where he's been under 50% complete or 60% completion.
I think it's 9 in a row without a rating over 100. Which is a career high for him, which should tell you plenty. Mike, in 06, they were better than this.
I think, I feel like they were.
They were way better at the end of the year in 06, and that was Doug Gabriel.
Okay, so listen.
And, those are a bunch of bums.
They should be better. And I've been banking on this the whole season. They should be better. They will be better. How come they're not better yet?
I don't know. And again, I come back to McDaniels on this one. Simplify it. I need to see everything first, is what I'm saying. So yesterday, on the pass interference that Myers drew down at the 5-yard line, Edelman was lined up on the outside. Good. Give me more of that. Give me pony formation with 2 backs. Because at least when White and Burkhead are in the game, if I'm a defense, I know I have to cover both of those guys because they can both catch it. Not when Michelle's in the game, because even though they threw to him yesterday the one time, it was worthless and useless. So put as many players on the field as possible that can catch. Hell, after yesterday, I actually think there's a chance they might start to target the tight end a little more. Maybe that.
And then the interception happened. I said, well, you can forget about that.
Okay, but that wasn't on him. That was on Brady.
83's never seen the ball again. Brady doesn't care.
Right? So, but I at least felt like they were throwing to him. And it doesn't have to be 10 times a game, but between Lacoste and Watson, it was 7 targets. That might have been a little high, actually, but even so, make the defense know that you could at least go there.
Okay, so there's your Patriots reset. You think they're done? We'll get to the booing as well later on this hour, the officiating, as always, and the latest Patriots cheating scandal, all on the board to you right after these words.
Boston's home for sports.
Hey, it's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Listening to Felger and Bass.
Doesn't always have to be ha-ha-hee-hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brady takes the snap, drops back. He throws a long ball, 4 Dorsett at the 5. Incomplete. Contact by Fuller. No flag on the play. Kendall Fuller had been called for pass interference.
I'm trying not
Kansas
to lose
City
my
territory
right now. It's a great job by Brady. Edelman cuts the hell out of the defender, chops it down. And Brady just puts it up, and you get mugged.
It's clear pass interference.
This crew stinks. The NFL should fire this crew.
The challenge flag twice. They were denied on the first challenge, and therefore they don't have another.
This crew
pass interference
stinks.
Clearly.
That's what it sounded like from Zoe during the game here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. As promised, right back to your phones. John in the truck, what do you got for us, John?
Hey, so I think the Pats are done, all right? Super Bowl teams don't let refs dictate good games or their games. All right, I get they sucked or whatever, but Super Bowl winning teams don't let the refs make them lose, okay? Super Bowl winning teams don't lose on third down consistently on both sides of the ball. Super Bowl teams don't wait until there's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter to figure it out, okay? When Tony Romo in the fourth quarter was saying how, you know, Edelman, you know, split him out, the Chiefs are done, the Pats have figured him out, Tony Romo figured that out, not Josh McDaniels. This is the end of the Brady era. This is all over. The Pats are not a Super Bowl team. Thanks,
Bob. Okay, Murray's giving you a fist pump.
Let's not over.
Well, you agree with everything you just said.
I agree, but I didn't pump my fist.
I know. It's the figurative. It's
the figurative fist pump.
In spirit, he's giving you the fist pump. Super Bowl winning. I never said Super Bowl winning. I said you're going. I haven't come off that. You're still going to Miami.
I generally believe with the notion, though, that if you let officials get in the way, then that's on you.
Yeah, no, it's generally speaking.
Yeah, and again, I'm not saying, you know, like I just feel if you're relying on the officials, you're probably porked. Like, that's a bad sign. So, you know, what's going to happen from here on out? I don't know. I told you, for me, going into this game, this was a game about the credibility of the 2019 Patriots. And I feel now like their credibility has taken a major hit.
Guy in Boston, what do you got for us today?
Yes, what I have for you, I want to tell Murray, he's right about the linebackers. They run in quicksand. And Felger, you mentioned in Dante Scarnecchia. He's a coach, not a magician. And when Greg Bradard comes in tomorrow, ask him, that kid Marshall Newhouse, he's like a fat revolving door. So it's the offensive line that sucks. Thank you.
You're welcome. Scarnecchia? Biggest problem on the team, offensive line?
Yeah.
Yes, still.
Scarletti isn't drinking.
You know what's a close second to me? Is Brady and his receivers.
Well, it's up there. So they're all connected.
So, I mean, I know most of you want to blame the receivers. I think Brady deserves a little bit more than, but whatever. That combination.
The disconnect.
The disconnect. And it starts with the suckiness of the receivers. I would totally agree with that. But either way, there's something not right. Continuing this deep into the season with Brady and his receivers, Sanu gets one target. N'Keal Harry, who I know he was out for the first 6 weeks, but now it's been over a month. He plays two snaps, and the only thing you can throw him is like a little crosser behind the line of scrimmage.
I know, third down, just run a bubble screen and see if he can break a tackle.
A glorified handoff? Dorsett, two targets, no catches. You know, why is Ben Watson here? One catch.
Like, right, he's been more useless by the week.
Like, Brady's got nothing going with any of them.
Yeah.
That's a huge story.
It is. Massive. Again, it's inept, which is why I still come back to, then go with the veteran guys. Go with Sanu. Go with Edelman. Go with Dorsett as the third receiver. And put the two backs out there who can catch the ball in White and Burkhead. And give me Watson at tight end. Because at least those guys have been in some fights. Like the young, and look, if the young guys have to play because of injury, fine, but that's what they should be. They should be depth guys. Give me the veteran guys and see if you can run a basic offense.
Here's Ryan in Grafton. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. My point is, I just have two quick points. One, would Mr. Garoppolo do better with the Patriots' current staff, and would Brady do better with the 49ers' current staff? Who'd be better on which team?
Huh.
And obviously, I think that Emmanuel Sanders, who had a huge game yesterday, would have been a better upgrade than Sanu. Sony Michel's worth a first-round pick, then Emmanuel Sanders is worth three first-round picks.
Okay, he ain't worth three, but it's hard to watch those two games back-to-back yesterday, that fabulous Niners-Saints game, and see Manny Sanders just all over the place, affecting that game in so many ways, and then seeing Sanu be a total non-factor, both available at the trade deadline. In fact, Manny Sanders cost less, meaning less of an acquisition cost, the third and fourth-round pick. You gave up a second. And not just wonder what were you looking at? And I think San Francisco wanted Sanu first, too. All because of the contract? Sanders is such a more dynamic player. It's
well,
not even
Sanu
funny.
Had worked with Kyle Shanahan with the Atlanta Falcons. So that
I
actually
don't
makes
care.
More, that makes more sense, though.
I mean, you could see a connection there, but Manny Sanders is a badass.
Yeah, I don't even think it's comparable. I think he blows him out of the water.
Well, there was concerns about his knee issue, which is clearly fine if you've watched him play at all since he went to the Niners.
I mean, to me, Sanders is a superior player. So I don't know what the logic was there.
Where are all those people that, you know, were in our face about why they took Sanu? It wasn't an overpay. He's the right guy for this reason, that reason, this. And you remember that deluge?
Oh, yeah. No. I got marked for it. I told you from the beginning I thought it was an overpay. He's not a second-round talent.
Well, where are all
not
those
anymore.
People? Wait, did you lose a number? It's six. Here, right? I'll let you get a pen. 617. You got 779. 0. 985.
It's hard to get through. Lines are full.
I also believe they're at the bar with the LeGarrette Blount and Cordero Patterson people as well.
Where'd all those people go?
I mean, you can't got me. I just, now look, he's banged up. He's probably hurt too, but even before that, he looked slow. He looked slow, which is why, you know, you got him, which is why he was available in the first place. Look, I'm okay with Sanu. I'd like to see him, though, down by the goal line.
Okay, but the only point is that it's just way too much. Brady drops back and there's nothing there. Or he doesn't see what's there, or it's there and they drop it, or the combination thereof. That it's putrid.
It is. It's bad. It's really bad.
Dang it.
We had the caller say earlier.
I did not think it would be that bad.
It really is a good point that they never drive and score, or rarely. Yesterday, again, it took a block punt to score. It took two pass interferences and a trick play to score. They can't move. And that's against the Kansas City defense. What happens when you play someone good?
Okay, here's another problem I have with the team right now. Kevin in Danvers, they'll lead us off. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Listen, what would you do for a good field goal kicker?
How about just a normal one? How about just Joe
Guess
Average?
What? Guess what? Guess where he is? He's in Atlanta. Young Ho Koo, special team player of the week. He had four field goals, four attempts yesterday, won a 50-yarder. He's on fire for Atlanta. We took Nugent over this guy.
Okay, I love it, Kevin.
Who's making the decisions around here?
Good second guess. 45 yards.
Okay, but that's not on Folk.
I know it's not on Folk.
That's on Bill.
Yes, that's who I'm complaining about. I don't care about Folk. Folk is what he is.
But Folk's been, I think Folk's been perfectly fine since he got here.
I'm saying you can't have a field goal kicker that can't kick 45 yards into a breeze. Or you don't have the faith to do it.
Yeah, but what makes you think Bill's going to let, I'm going to get the guy's name wrong, Young Ho Koo do it? First of all, the guy's kicking indoors. Okay, so that's one thing. No matter who it is, Bill's not going to trust him the way he trusts
Folk. Doesn't have a big leg mass. He doesn't have a leg. So you're saying there's no one out there that he would trust to kick a 45-yarder into the lighthouse end?
He should have trusted Folk yesterday. Folk could have made that kick.
Oh, absolutely he should have.
Folk has enough of a leg still to make that kick.
You have to kick from 45. On 4th and 7, and your offense blows, you have to kick that. You have to line up and kick a field goal. I don't care if the previous one was just blocked. So if you don't trust your guy to do it, you still have to do it, okay? So I think some of it is he doesn't trust Folk to do it going into that end. He's not a big leg guy. I've said from day one, I want some kid I never heard of from nowhere with an empty head and a big leg. I just think that's dysfunctional. To go for it on 4th and 7 versus kicking a 45-yarder?
Yeah, again, so I don't know what kicker Bill's going to find, though. To me, that's just all on Bill. That's a coaching decision.
Absolutely. So I'm agreeing with you 100%.
Because I think Folk could absolutely make that kick. And the block yesterday was not Folk's fault. That was a freaking jailbreak on the left side of the offensive line. That was pathetic. He had no chance to get that ball by.
Not his fault.
He kicked it right in the guy's face, for crying out loud.
With this offense, you can't go 4th and 7. You've got to kick a 45-yard field goal. You have to win on special teams. You have to win on defense and special teams. But you're going to put your offense there to make the play on 4th and 7 versus a 45-yard field goal? No. No, 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 no. No good.
God, I never thought I'd see them look this bad on offense. They are a mess offensively.
Murray's update. What do you got, Murray? Go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Rumors are out there that the Patriots had a videographer up in the Bengals press box area working with their advanced scout that was taking video of the Bengals sideline. Do you have any reaction to that?
I'm aware that there was an incident, but I know the league is investigating it, so I've got no comment.
So the league is investigating, so it's out of the norm. It's not standard operating procedure.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about it.
But there was somebody up there.
I've got no comment.
All right, so if you're just joining us, a little bit of a incident today involving the Patriots and a videographer. No joke. That was Bengals coach Zach Smith being asked today.
Taylor.
I'm sorry, Zach Taylor. Sorry, former president Zach Taylor. It's a good way to remember it. Zach Taylor being asked about an incident during yesterday's Bengals-Browns game in which the Cincinnati Bengals found a Patriots film crew taping their sidelines, or what they thought was a Patriots film crew taping their sidelines. They looked over, I guess, in the press box or one of the booths up there, and there's people in Patriots gear with a tripod and a camera pointed on the field. So the Bengals alerted the league, confiscated the tape. Turns out, according to cartel members across the country today, the Patriots were filming a advanced scout as part of their Do Your Jobs special. Apparently, they have a Do Your Job internet
series.
Yeah. And they were there filming an advanced scout.
And they were credentialed by the Cleveland Browns to shoot the video in the press box.
They asked the Browns for permission. They got permission from the Browns. It was a credentialed crew in Patriots gear. And they were up in the press box. And so this is the Patriots saying, we were, so the Bengals didn't know and the league didn't know. So when the Bengals saw it, they say, hey, what's up with this? And they called the league.
Yep.
Okay, so standard operating procedure. The Patriots say they're in the clear because they were just taping the advanced scout. And that's where the story has stood for about the last hour. There's a development, Murray?
Yeah, it sure is. This from Diana Russini, ESPN. A source tells me a Bengals employee was watching the videographer slash cameraman who identified himself as a Robert Kraft employee.
Oh.
The Bengals employee kept an eye on that monitor. The shot was of the Bengals coaches and staff on the sidelines for the entire first quarter. The Bengals employee flagged media relations. Bengals security then interviewed the Kraft videographer. This was also taped. The cameraman asked if they could just delete the footage and it'd all be forgotten, per sources. Diana just tweeted as well, most play calls are radioed in, some aren't. There are advantages to filming a sideline of a first-year head coach and first-year DC, defensive coordinator, radio and signaling work in concert, so the base play will come through the headset. Adjustments will be made by signaling. Oh, boy.
So they have this on tape of the Patriots cameraman saying, just let us delete the footage and we'll forget it ever happened?
Yeah. That's what the tweet claims.
But again, the Bengals employee kept an eye on the monitor of the shot, and the shot was of the Bengals coaches and staff on the sidelines for the entire first quarter. It was not scout.
It wasn't on the scout. It was on the sidelines.
Correct.
So apparently they confiscated the tape right there. So that should be on the tape, correct?
Yes, it should be on the tape. Correct.
So I just, you know, Googled Diana's Twitter page as well. The Patriots no longer have the tape. I called the Bengals and they will not release it to ESPN. The league also has it. So if the Bengals have seen it, if they've seen it and they have it, and it just shows the scout they're going over his charts on the desk, would they be pursuing it?
Probably not. I mean, they clearly believe something was done, you know, inappropriately, incorrectly, illegally, by football standards. They clearly believe that.
So, a source tells me a Bengals employee was watching the videographer cameraman who identified himself as a Robert Kraft employee. The Bengals employee kept an eye on that monitor. The shot was of the Bengals coaches and staff on the sidelines for the entire first quarter. The Bengals employee flagged media relations. Bengals security then interviewed the Kraft videographer. This was also taped. The cameraman asked if they could just delete the footage and it all be forgotten, per sources.
She has another update here, too. Sources say there was a guy interviewing a Patriots pro scout before the game, but that was over when the game started.
Okay. So, I mean, this is laughable that you're taping the freaking 1-12 Bengals. I mean, it's freaking laughable.
Something doesn't add up here, though. I need to find out more. I mean, you know, look.
Why would you ever tape that terrible
team? You wouldn't. But again, who knows?
And so if they confiscated the tape and the tape shows just a fixed shot on the Bengals sideline and you're filming the coaches, and it's true, there's some hand signaling, I guess, but it's all radio communication now. It's just, what are they up to? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know.
It's laughable, but it's not laughable in that if Bill gets caught again, he's done. Meaning suspended, meaning whatever. Meaning something. And this goes back to the whole Deflategate, and part of the reason it was dropped on Brady's lap is because it had to be kept away from Bill. because Bill was on a double secret probation, you know, zero tolerance policy after the first taping thing. So the Deflategate became Brady's. It's dropped in his lap, and Bill was completely clear to the whole thing, and they all steered clear of him. If this happens again, then I don't know how Bill runs from this.
Guessing Byron Barnett's going to be down there on Wednesday.
Yep. Bill's going to love that.
Bengals week just got a hell of a lot more interesting.
Yeah, I never saw this coming.
Yeah, way more interesting than the Bengals.
So it's like...
That's for sure.
It seems laughable that you would do that in plain sight in the press box.
Right, which is why I, you know, to me, a lot of this stuff doesn't add up. And, you know, look, I'm not trying to, you know, smear Diana Russini, but it's not coming from Schefter. So let's just, like, people can do what they want. I don't want to tell people what to do. You can do whatever.
Well, hold on. I mean, you think she's, like, I mean, she's not going to make this up. That I called the Bengals and they will not release it to ESPN. The league also has it. She's going to make that up?
No, but it could, you know, you never know if somebody on the inside is giving her bad info. So, I'm just saying that from experience. It's happened to me. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, he's got good info. I got bad info.
Well,
sometimes.
No, I guess that's true. Yeah, okay. All right.
So that's all. Right. And if this is on tape, then we should know, right? If they actually did an interview with a Patriots employee who said he worked for Kraft and that, can we just erase the tape and everything's cool? Like, if that's on tape, then we should know.
Yeah, then we should know. I mean, that'll be there.
You would think. So the obvious problem is that the Patriots deserve get no latitude in this, nor do they deserve any after the Spygate and Deflategate, for that matter.
The thing is that that answer is, I work for Robert Kraft. I'm a Robert Kraft employee, is straight out of Spygate. And that reporting that, and this is not told to you enough, that the Pats were just videotaping the other team's sidelines. No, they were disguised cameramen. They would wear Kraft Sports Productions gear, or they would steal media vests and purport themselves to be media members, and they'd film the other team's sidelines. And they were told if they were stopped or asked to say that they're filming scenics for Kraft Sports Productions.
They even taped over team logos.
Or they would put duct tape over the Patriots logo so they wouldn't be team employees, but they were told if they were ever stopped and asked what they were doing, that they were Kraft Sports Productions employees shooting shots of the stadium and scenics for specials and what have you, which is exactly what this crew said to the people. I mean, that reads almost verbatim for what that previous thing was.
Correct.
12 years ago. Longer. They just got nabbed in 07. So 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago.
I'm not prepared for Bengalgate, whatever the hell this gate could
be. I was prepared to completely ignore this week.
Do your job, Gate.
Celtics, Bruins, at Major League Baseball winter meetings.
I was hoping for a PED suspension or something.
Oh, boy. Jeez, are we going to do this crap again?
500 days. Let's go.
I want to hear from the league. I want to hear from the league. What's on that tape? Watch the tape. Let's go. Tell me what's on the tape. I want to know what's on the tape.
I assume she's seen the tape of something.
No, they have the tape. She hasn't seen it.
She's asked for it. They said no.
No, they asked to give it to ESPN. Maybe she's seen it.
I doubt it.
You got some wind in your sails over there, Felge?
No. I just want to be careful. Oddly enough, sorry. But it's just...
The Patriots couldn't possibly be stupid enough to try this again, could they?
And for what?
Well, that's...
The offense is so bad, they're so desperate. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
But the consequence. The consequence is Bill is gone. Okay, you can't risk that. Even if it's we keep saying the Bengals, like, it would be okay if it were the Ravens. You can't risk it. You're better off taking the loss losing the game. It's better off to lose the game than to get caught cheating again.
I'm going to trade the quarterback that I wanted to keep. I mean, my hands are tied here. I got to do whatever it takes to win. What do you expect me to do, Robert?
So if Diana's reporting is right, that they actually taped the guy that said this, if they have. If on the tape is the Bengals sideline and not this scout that they got the media credential for, et cetera, et cetera. If all that's on tape and all that's there, then the Patriots' next recourse is, well, we didn't tell them to do that. We didn't tell them to do that. And now it's like chain of command. I never gave the order. Right, da, right. da, 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 da. Does that fly with the league?
Good question.
No.
Yeah, good question.
No. How could it?
No, who ordered the code red?
How could it? The organization's responsible.
Yeah, I can't imagine that the Patriots...
If the Astros are banging on garbage bins next year... because some employees, the Astros say, we didn't tell them to do it. They'd be like, sure, you didn't tell them to do it. Like, you know, your reputation precedes you. You don't get that break.
No, definitely not. No. No, it's a fair point. Yeah, it's a fair point.
So I'm
not prepared to digest this thing. I'm not kidding. I have a hard time believing any of it's true, because if it is, it is the most asinine and stupid transgression ever.
So, you know, here's what's amazing is that Diana started this whole thing, whatever, 2 hours ago, when that fella at the press conference asked, would you just heard the sound?
Yeah.
Okay, and it started, and Diana Russini immediately had the tweet. Within, it felt like 10 minutes, the cartel members, locally and nationally. Like 3 to 5 minutes later, had the full explanation.
Oh, yeah, fast.
Ready to go.
Fast.
Boom. Nope. It was a do-your-job special. We're following a scout. We were given credentials by the Browns. They knew we were here. Cincinnati didn't, and the league didn't, so they were confused, but we were just filming the scout, doing his job for this YouTube special. The Browns know all about it. We had credentials. And like six guys, boom, at the same time, all had the same, like, a cartel media blast. What do you call that? Text blast? You know what I mean?
Yeah, put it on blast.
So... I'm waiting for now this response. I told you that was the first denial. Now we're going to go deny, deny. And the next thing you know, we're going to be attacking the Bengals and Goodell. Deny, deny, accuse. I'm waiting for the second round of denials.
Yeah, they got orange in their team colors, and he's the orange ginger hammer.
Boy, here we go again.
So all I'm saying is those guys were quick to, you know,
like they knew it was coming?
Yeah, so they were quick to have an explanation for that first round of reporting. Now here's a second round of reporting, which feels far more damaging. Where's the response?
Well, look, if the guy was questioned in the press box or wherever he was shooting from and said, I'm a Kraft employee, the whole thing's on tape, and he asked for them to, you know, let's forget this ever happened and delete what's on the first part of that tape.
And that's on tape?
Okay, if all of that happened, then the Patriots knew it was coming, right? Because the complaint was filed, and the Patriots got a call, and hey, we got this issue in Cleveland. This all happened yesterday.
Right.
We're a day behind it. So it came up in the press conference with Taylor today, but this all happened yesterday. So if this whole dialogue took place between the Bengals and a Patriots employee, the Patriots knew about it yesterday, and they were waiting for the story to come out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yesterday, because their film crew came back and said, they grabbed us.
Right. So they were waiting for the story to come out, which would explain why the denials came out so quickly.
So where's the second round of denials? I'm waiting for my second deny. Deny, deny, accuse, standard defense. I'm waiting on the second round of denials now. And then tomorrow we'll be at the accusal stage.
I want to know more about this, though. I can't believe they would be stupid enough to do this. I can't believe that.
Felger and Maz off-air show will be tonight. Myself and Ty Anderson will swear our faces off about this one starting at 6 o'clock on Facebook Live. Join us for that. Facebook Live, Felger and Maz off-air show presented by Ace Ticket. Myself and Ty Anderson. Coming up next is the final word.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
Hey, it's Felger.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
That is. Oh, we'll go over this tomorrow.
Seriously, you know what this feels to me right now like? Like Thanksgiving dinner. I need time to digest this.
Jesus.
I need time to digest. I got to find out what the hell happened out there in Cleveland, who was doing what and with who. Because I don't know. This doesn't feel good.
Just tell them you work for Kraft Sports Productions. That was 15 years ago they used that excuse. They're still doing that? You've got to be kidding me.
No one would expect it against the one-win Bengals. It's the perfect crime.
You know, Murray, tomorrow might be time to bust out that old Halloween costume. NFL photographer 138 will be sitting in the second chair here on Felger and Mass.
Holy crap.
Go ahead.
Bengalgate. All right, let's relive earlier today when we're talking about the bad officiating in yesterday's Patriots loss to the Chiefs that Felger deemed himself commissioner of sports again.
And when they make me commissioner of sports, it's so simple. It's so simple, and I'll fix this problem in a second. If you people need, you sports people, need replay, if you need it, because whether you're young and you grew up with it and you can't imagine a world without it, or you just think we have the technology to get it right, so let's get it right. So if you demand it, it's so simple. Make me or clone me and make me the sky judge. And then it's simple. It's so simple. That N'Keal Harry play, I take one look at it. He didn't step out of bounds. Touchdown. Let's go. You're not allowed to challenge anything. I'm not going to let you challenge a spot in the middle of the field where we don't have the right camera angle. You're not allowed to challenge Travis Kelce sticking his ass out. Sorry, we're not going to challenge that. That's a bang-bang play on the field. We're going to live with what's called on the field, and we're going to set the ball, and we're going to call the next play. My sky judge in the NBA, that James Harden dunk, it went through the basket. Side out. Let's go.
Oh, should move.
I'm not going to let the ref come over to the table to put the cans on, the headset on, and look at clear path, flagrant one, flagrant two. We're not going to do that.
Common sense for crucial play.
We're not going to do that. I'm just going to have a guy at the TV to see that the ball obviously went through the basket, and N'Keal Harry obviously didn't step out, and we're just going to radio the guy with the earpiece in his ear. He's going to set the ball, and we're going to go on.
Okay.
You are not allowed to challenge clear path, flagrant two, offensive pass interference, the spot of the ball, a bang-bang play. It's up to me upstairs. The obvious things. The puck went through the side of the net. I saw it on the first replay. That wasn't a goal for Carolina. Face off. Let's go. That's it. That's replay.
So simple.
And if the Patriots show up to shoot a scout for a do your job special, I deny the request.
Oh, boy.
No cameras.
Oh, my God.
No cameras from you folks.
I'm suddenly fearful that I'm not going to get any sleep tonight. Oh,
Jones, what do you got, baby?
That's all the world needs is a Felger clone. That's all the world needs there.
A whole team of them to be sky judges.
No, multiplicity Felger style.
What a
world.
Jones had a tent to pantalone when he walked in.
I mean, this is not the night for a Celtics and Bruins doubleheader, now is it? We have 1 hour, and I just don't know how we're going to jam in all this news. We got lots to react to from the Patriots and the Chiefs yesterday. The Patriots, by the way, are on to Cincinnati. Apparently with lots of cameramen in tow, ready to go for this game this weekend. So we have some thoughts on the latest development as well.
Okay. Thanks for everyone for tuning in. The off-air show will begin in 30 seconds when I run down the hall. We'll be back at tomorrow, too, with the big boy.
I can't believe we get another scandal. I can't believe.
Don't you kind of want to die right now?
Yes, I do.
Die from happiness. That's what you're talking about. Okay, here comes Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.